Today's Amud for Chazara is Veitza Lametesim and Aleph. We're holding three lines from the top on Lametesim and Aleph. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Paiter B'mayim. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if Rivka wanted to make some bread or she wanted to make some food for Yamtif, and she was missing some ingredients, so she borrowed from Leah some salt or some water or some spices. So the halacha is that Rivka is going to be limited by Leah's tchum. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was chaylik in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that he's paiter b'mayim, that when it comes to salt and spices, then he's maskim to the Tanakama. So that then Rivka is going to be limited by Leah's tchum. However, when it comes to water, so then it's very insignificant, and by water, Rivka will not be limited by Leah's tchum. So says the Gemara, Mayimin Melach Loi. It's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda was only chaylik on water, but by salt, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Tanakama that Rivka is limited by Leah's tchum. The melach, the salt, does not become batal. It's only by water that we say it's batal. But salt is not batal. But that's the Gemara of Atanya, but we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mayim Umelach Betalin Bein Beisa Bein Bekedera. It says that both water and salt, both of them become batal, and Rivka is not limited by Leah's tchum. She won't be limited, so it's a steer with our Mishnah. Says the Gemara like Asha, Ha b'melach z'daymis, Ha b'melach istreikness. Our Mishnah, which says that salt is not batal, that's talking about thick salt, melach istreikness. The Braisa, which says that melach is batal, it's talking about melach z'daymis, which is thin. Ask the Gemara now, v'atanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, mayim u'melach b'telin b'isa ve'im b'telin b'kedera. That even though Rabbi Yehuda says that water is batal, and salt also, if it's thin, it's batal, that's only when it comes to bread, but not inside of a kedera. The kasha is that our Mishnah is clearly talking about a kedera as well. It spoke about spices. People don't put spices in their bread. Spices is for a kedera. And the Mishnah wasn't mechalik, and it said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, water is always batal, even inside of a kedera. So it's not like this braisa, it's a steer with this braisa, which says that it's not batal inside of a kedera. So it says, and explains the braisa that the reason why it's not batal is b'nei reitva, is because you see the liquid, the reitiv of the dish, it's nicker, and therefore it's not batal. So it says the Gemara lekasha, it's not a stira, haba'ava, habiraka. The braisa, which says that it's not batal, it's because it's talking about when it's a thin batter, when it's raka. However, our Mishnah that says that it is batal, it's talking about a thick tavshil, and a thick tavshil, a thick kedera, so then it's not going to be nicker, the water, and that's when Rabbi Yehuda says that it's batal. Says the Mishnah, Hagachelis karagli abaylim, v'shalheves b'chol makoim. When it comes to a coal, so if Ruvain borrows Shimon's coal on Yamtif, so he's going to be limited by Shimon's tchum. However, if he borrows some fire from Shimon, he takes his own match and he lights from Shimon's fire, so even though the fire technically, you could say, came from Shimon, a fire is considered like it's not tangible, and it's not going to be limited by Shimon's tchum. Says the Mishnah, another chilek between a coal and a fire, like a chela shel hektish mayalin ba. When it comes to a coal, so there's an iser daraisa to be nene from a coal of hektish, and if you do, you're chayiv mi'ila. Whereas opposed to vishal heves loy nehenim v'loy mayalin, you're not going to be chayiv mi'ila if you are nene, because there's no iser daraisa to be nene from it. But Chazal said midrabanon loy nene, that you shouldn't be nene from it. So it's not aser midaraisa; it's only aser midrabanon. And then says the Mishnah, third and final chilek between a gachelas and a shalheves, is that hamoitzi gachelas the rishus harabim chayiv v'shalheves pater. That when it comes to a person who takes out a gachelas from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim, so he's chayiv raitza, but by a flame, it's not tangible, so you're going to be pater. And we'll see in the Gemara what the case is. So now says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that chamisha devarim nemru begachelas, that there are five things said about a gachelas that make it different than a shalheves. So three of them will be the same as our Mishnah and two different ones. Number one, same as our Mishnah, hagachelas karagli habaylim v'shalheves b'chol makom. Number two, also from our Mishnah, gachelas shel hektish me'alim ba v'shalheves le'ne'enim v'le'malim. Number three, and this is a new one, gachelas shel avodah zara. When it comes to a gachelas of avodah zara, so it's asura, so you're not allowed to be nene from it, just like you can't be nene from avodah zara. The shalheves mutaris, but the shalheves, a flame, so that's not tangible, that'll be mutar. Number four, and this is the same as our Mishnah, Hamaitzi Gacheles Roshus HaRabim Chayiv V'shal Heves Potter. And then number five, also not in our Mishnah, Hamudar Hanami Chaveroi, if Shimon says that he's not going to be Nene from Ruvain, so then also B'Gachalta, he's not allowed to be Nene from his coal, U'mutar B'shal Haftoi, but he is allowed to be Nene from his flame, because that's not tangible. So now ask the Gemara, Maishna shall have us Avodah Zarah Desharia, U'maishna de Hektish Dasira. Both Hektish and Avodah Zarah are things that are Asar Bahana. So now both of them, you're not allowed to be Nene from a Gachelas, not a Gachelas of Avodah Zarah, and not a Gachelas of Hektish. Both of them, a shall heves, is Mutter Bahana, because it's not tangible. However, when it comes to shall heves of Hektish, Chazal were Geyser, but a shall heves of Avodah Zarah, Chazal were not Geyser. What's the difference? So says the Gemara, Avodah Zarah demi'isa ubedile in Shemina. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, which naturally people stay away from Avodah Zarah, it's something which they look at with disgust, so like Gazu Barabanan, so Chazal didn't feel that they needed to make a safeguard and aser the shall heves Bahana. However, Hektish, Deloimas, Veloi Bedile in Shemina. However, when it comes to Hektish, that people don't look at it with disgust, not Rabbo, they like it. They like to get close to things that have Kedusha, so therefore Gazru Be Rabbanan, so therefore the Chazal were Geyser, that you're not allowed to be Nene from the Shalheves as a safeguard, that you shouldn't get too close. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if a person takes out a coal, he's chayiv, but a flame, he's potter. Ask the Gemara Vatanya Hamaitzi Shalheves Kol Shehu Chayiv, where we learned in the Braisa that you could be chayiv for taking out a Shalheves. Some Rav Sheshes could go and show itziu bekesa. That's talking about when you took it out on a stick, being that you took it out on something. So that gives chashivas to the shalheves. As opposed to our Mishnah, we'll see later, that's talking about where you just fanned it outside from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah. You didn't actually take it out on anything, and that's why you're putter. But the Brais is talking about where you were holding it on a stick, and that's why that gives chashivas to the shalheves in your chayiv. Well, that's the Gemara of a typically Mishnah Kesa. So why do you need to be chayiv for the shalheves? You're chayiv also because you took out the stick. Says the Gemara, no, but the Lesle Shiura doesn't have the required shear to be chayiv for taking out wood. That now we learned in the Mishnah that there's a shear, Hamaitzi Eitzim, Kedei Levashel Beit Zakala. The shear is the amount of wood that's needed to make a fire to cook an easy to cook egg, referring to a chicken egg. Abaya Amar Abaya says a different teretz could go in the Shaifa Mana Mishcha Ve'asle Be'nura. That the Braisa, which says your chayiv for the Shalheves, also is talking about where you're holding the Shalheves on something, but not on wood. It's talking about where you put some oil onto a kli, and then the fire was, so to speak, holding, being held by the kli. V'tepeklei mishum mana. So then ask the Gemara, so why are you chayiv for the Shalheves? You're chayiv stam. Why are you just chayiv for the Shalheves? You're chayiv for the taking out the kli. So says the Gemara, no, b'chaspa. It's not, it wasn't really a kli, it was just a broken piece of pottery. Well, ask the Gemara, v'tepeklei mishum chaspa. Okay, that's still something that you took out. No, says the Gemara, b'delas l'shi'ura. It didn't have the required shear to be chayiv for taking out chaspa. And now we learned in the Mishnah, now cheres, the minimum shear for cheres is kedei litein bein patzim l'chaveiroi divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's to put between the gaps of the boards, and the Brais is talking about where it was less than that shear, so you're only chayiv for the shalheves. Elahadit nan, says the Gemara, so then it comes out, anytime you hold the shalheves on something, and you take it to Rosh Hasharabim, you're gonna be chayiv for the shalheves. So that which our Mishnah says, hamaitzi shalheves potter, hechi mishkachasla. How did you take it out? Anything you take it out on is automatically gonna give chashivas to the shalheves, so you're gonna be chayiv. So what is the Mishnah referring to when it says you're potter? Says the Gemara, kugoin da adi aduye l'Rosh Hasharabim. The fire was right by the edge of the Rosh Hashayachid, and you fanned it, and you blew it into the Rosh Hasharabim. So for that, you didn't take it out on anything, it was just the fire itself. You're going to be putter because we view the fire as being something which is intangible. Says the Mishnah, Bar Shal Yachid, when it comes to a privately owned bar with water, so it's going to be Keragli Hayachid. If someone borrows water from the bar, so it's going to be treated like the way it's going to have the tchum of this owner of the Ragli Habailim. Vishal Anshe Aisair. A bar of water that's owned by the entire city, so it's Keragli Anshi Aisair, so it takes on the tchum of the city. Vishal Oile Bavel, the water that was set out for the people that were Oile Laregel, so that water is not owned by anybody or even any group, it's completely Hefker, and therefore it's Keragli Hamimale. It's like whoever fills up water from the pit, so now we'll say, using Breira, we'll say retroactively it was his water already going into Shabbos or Yom Tif, and Mamela, so now it's gonna be to have his own personal tchum, whichever, whoever fills up his water fills up with water from the pit, so it's going to take on his own personal tcha. Now ask the Gemara, the case of Bar Shal Yachid, Ramile Rava L'Rav Nachman. Rava asked the steerer to Rav Nachman. Now tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Bar Shal Yachid Karagle Yachid. Now the bar of a yachid, it takes on the tchum of a yachid. So it's clear that water in a pit takes on a tchum. We're a menu, but we learned in the Braisa, that Naharas HaMayishchen, Umayanas HaNoivin, that when it comes to these, the water is inside of a river or inside of these springs, so the water is always moving, and HaRehein K'ragli Kol Adam, being that it's always moving, so it's never, never acquires for itself a shvisa, and therefore it doesn't get any sort of tchum. It's only whoever eventually collects the water from there, it will take on his tchum. But going into Shabbos and Yom Tif, it doesn't have a tchum. So that's not like our Mishnah, which says that the Bar Shal Yachid takes on the tchum of the owner. So says the Gemara, then no, it's not a stira. That Amar Ravo, or some switch the gears to Tamar Ravo, Hacha b'mayeskinam b'mechunasen. Our Mishnah, which says that the Bor Shal Yachid, it takes on a tchum, it's because the water is gathered, it's not moving. Vidmar Nami, Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amar Shmuel b'mechunasen, that our Mishnah is talking about water which is gathered and it's not moving, and then, being that it's not moving, then it does take on a tchum. That's not like the case of Naharis HaMayishchen, Umayanis HaNoivin.